From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama has apologized to Doctors Without Borders. The president made the apology for the mistaken bombing of the group's hospital in Kunduz, Afghanistan last weekend. Doctors Without Borders called Wednesday for an independent fact-finding commission to conduct an investigation of the incident in which 22 people were killed. Jason Cohn is the organization's executive director.
We are calling on President Obama to consent to the fact-finding commission. Doing so will send a powerful signal of the U.S. government's commitment to and respect for international humanitarian law and the rules of war.
The charity has suggested that the bombing could be considered a war crime. Russia on Wednesday stepped up its attacks on what the Kremlin says are Islamic State targets in Syria, firing from both land and sea. Charles Maines reports.
In a televised speech at the presidential compound in Sochi, Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu told President Putin four Russian warships in the Caspian Sea launched 26 cruise missiles at Islamic State targets in Syria. Shoigu said all hit their targets. Putin applauded the military effort in Syria so far, but warned it was too early to talk about results. The president also ordered Shoigu to continue to explore cooperation efforts with the United States, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, Iran, and Iraq on the Syrian campaign. Charles Maines, Moscow.
Suicide bombers targeted a town in northeast Nigeria on Wednesday, killing at least 15 people. Nigeria's Emergency Management Agency says three bombers set off explosives in the town of Damaturu in Yobe State. Witnesses say one of the early morning attacks was near a mosque and another was in a housing development. This is VOA News. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is warning Israelis to be on maximum alert for violence and trouble. The warning follows several Palestinian knife attacks against Jews Wednesday. Netanyahu canceled a trip to Germany to deal with a surge in Palestinian violence. Pakistan's highest court Wednesday upheld the death sentence of a man convicted of killing a provincial governor for criticizing the country's blasphemy law. Ayaz Ghul reports.
Human rights activists like Tahira Abdullah have hailed the court ruling.
They have upheld the principle of not condoning anyone taking the law into their own hands and doing a vigilante killing.
Activists insist the blasphemy law is often used to settle personal disputes, particularly in rural parts of Pakistan. Angry mobs or religious fanatics in the country have killed dozens of people over allegations of blasphemy in recent years. Ayaz Ghul, Islamabad.
A spokesman for the government of the Democratic Republic of Congo said human rights groups should cooperate with the government and provide proof of alleged violations. The U.S.-based Human Rights Watch group released a report Tuesday accusing top security and ruling party officials in the DRC of hiring people to attack peaceful demonstrators. The government information minister said the allegations are not credible because Human Rights Watch has not yet provided names to support its claims. German Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President François Hollande are calling for unity across Europe to address the refugee crisis. The speeches to the European Parliament Wednesday in Strasbourg, both leaders said more cooperation is needed to settle tens of thousands of migrants and refugees. The Volkswagen Automobile Company has elected its chief financial officer as chairman of the board of directors. Hans-Dieter Peitsch said Wednesday it will take some time to clear up the emission test rigging scandal currently roiling the company. He expressed a commitment to do everything possible to shed light on what happened. An 8-judge panel has ruled unanimously that Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff illegally manipulated government accounts to hide a budget shortfall. The Federal Accounts Court ruling opens the door to her possible impeachment. Another ruling Wednesday paves the way for a separate investigation into alleged irregularities in Ms. Rousseff's campaign for re-election last year. U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton says she does not support the new Trans-Pacific Partnership. The United States, Japan, and 10 other Pacific Rim nations completed years of negotiations and signed that agreement on Monday. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.